Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Sans Pants Radio. No, you're out of order. Huh. Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of It's Just Good Business.
I'm Mom.
Can we start again?
Yeah, start again. What was that?
Start again.
That happens to me in Shut Up a Second all the time. It's never happened to me, and it's just good business. I'm thrown.
How long did you have that plan?
No, I just thought of it then.
Who does that often?
On the moment. Oh, fucking everyone.
That's not really?
Gets me. Sometimes in Shut Up a Second, Adam will take the topic off me and be like, we're doing this now. And I'm like, okay.
Well, he changes it.
Yeah.
You all decide one, and then he says, and today.
Well, I'll be like, oh, I've got a good topic for today. And I'll be like, hey, welcome to Shut Up a Second. Today's topic is, and then Adam will be like, ooh, boo, 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 with something.
You know, we had nearly 100 episodes of the same format.
Well, I'm going to assume that all this will be cut anyway.
No, probably not.
We'll start again.
All right, I'll start again. But
Mum balls it up.
It's not hard to cut it.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Jackson Bailey. I look right on looking at Mum so suspicious.
I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Dad.
I'm Mum.
Yeah. Last, as always, as it should be.
Today's topic is coming back from a holiday. Coming back to work, basically.
What a stupid topic that is.
You've been, it's something.
I think it's a good topic. I've got plenty to say.
You're facing the business world, you know,
But there's nothing. What happens?
You go, everyone says, oh, hi. And you can't do any work for 2 weeks.
Yeah, imagine you've just been on a lovely cruise and then you come back to your, what?
It's a bit hot in here.
Well, take off your shirt. Oh, you don't have anything on underneath. Do what you do. Yeah, that's what happened, man.
Blue.
Dad did it once. Dad has done a shirtless episode.
Am you I?
Only at, not here.
Yes,
at
he did.
Home.
I remember Dad sitting exactly where Mom is now with no shirt
really?
On.
Really? Why did I do
it
that?
It was fucking hot. That was fair enough.
There you go.
Is that a Slytherin tie?
Well, that's exactly the sort of thing you would do coming back from a holiday. You're in your suit and tie.
You're like, why did I ever take this? Nothing will make you hate your job more than coming back from a lovely holiday to work.
It almost makes you regret the holiday because you cannot get back to work.
You're like, if only I had just worked.
Stayed, I would not be in this mood.
If only I just had never taken a day off. Because even, you know.
You can't go back.
You're trying to get Melody out of the room?
Yeah.
But she's going to stay with me. I'll tell you why. Because it's a bit windy outside and she's scared.
Aww.
So she can stick here with me.
You stay there then, Mel.
Does she have a bed in here?
Nah. She just will try and get on our laps.
Wow.
But even a day off from work.
No, no good.
It does the same thing. Yeah. You fuck the rhythm of
it's
it.
It's like, I always think of Sunday night. That's why I hate Sundays.
Yeah.
Because Sundays is you do nothing all day.
But think about Monday.
And at 8 o'clock, you just want to end it all. Because you're like, I've got 3 hours max before I'm asleep. And once I'm asleep, the next step is work. That's why I push it. I'm like, I'm going to stay up till 2 on my phone because to push that little.
Exactly. Because you get more out of your Sunday, but it's not even quality Sunday because it's you're spent worrying about Monday.
Yeah. Right. And then you regret it Monday morning. Yeah. Like, why'd I stay up till 2?
You're like,
2?
Who cares?
I had work.
I could have gone to bed at 10 and actually had a nice day today.
Exactly.
What sort of break changes how you work? Like,
I think if you have an amazing holiday, so you have like a tropical beach holiday, nothing is that's going to make you hate work more than just a week off.
And everyone at work, because you're like, you losers. You didn't go on a tropical holiday. I've just had this amazing experience and you're just idiots stuck back here.
Because you're coming.
Think this is cool.
Somebody might be talking about like the latest episode of Game of Thrones, and you're like, "Who
I'm
cares?
So above this now." Yeah,
yeah.
That used to be my life.
I've been to a beach though, so I've seen what the world is capable of. Because those kinds of holidays, like a beach holiday, they're relaxing. The whole purpose is to unwind you, and then in a day, you wind back up.
But sometimes you can have a bad holiday where everything just goes wrong.
Yeah.
And work could be the sanctuary coming back.
One of my workmates was sick in bed for the whole 2 weeks of the holidays.
So wrapped to get back to work.
That's her fault.
How's that her fault?
She shouldn't have gotten sick.
Don't organise a holiday when you're sick.
No, it's school holidays. She had no choice.
Oh, well, that's different then.
Yeah.
Not an actual vacation, like just... time off work.
Yeah.
Well, what about
that's all right, because being sick's fun. But you'd be like, you know, what if that 2 weeks of being sick could be 1-2 weeks ahead, and then you could have had 4 weeks off?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. No, please.
Heavy interrupting. But it's like Easter used to be in our holidays.
Yeah.
And so is Christmas. So we don't get those days.
Yeah, that's so bad.
The well, 4 days of day. Easter. Mm. No, grand final day's on a Friday.
Yeah, but I think it's in the middle of our holidays.
Oh, really? Mm. I just haven't been to school for so long. I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know what the rules are anymore.
But Easter, we get those 4 days in our school holidays. And
that's so
what a waste. Off. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so ridiculous.
And Christmas. You know there's a week of holidays around Christmas for most companies?
No point. That's like tipping a cup of water into the sea. Like, it's there, but I can't tell. I'm not experiencing it. I'm always jealous of, like, American... having like that summer.
3 months. Oh, but imagine having to go back after 3 months.
Oh, that would be hard.
You would.
But you know they have no mid thingos.
No, okay.
They have no
They can have a long term, you know.
No March, June or September holidays. They get
only get one.
They get summer and then random little days off here and there, like public holidays.
So what could you do about the coming back from holiday blues?
How do you improve?
How do you counsel someone with this affliction?
Well, your boss has to say, oh, they've just come back from holidays.
Yeah, let them cut
we'll
them
just
flat.
Let them ease back cut in. It's like you've been a bit ill.
Give them like the easy job today.
Yeah. Every time you have, say, 2 weeks holiday, you need a week
of just cut relax. Slack. They should just build you up gradually. Be like, today, just get a couple reports done.
Come in,
be bothered.
Come in, 9:10. 10's all right.
Or like 10:30. Chuck some sand around your desk. To remind you of the good days.
Poor John. He's just been away for 2 weeks on a beautiful island. Be nice to him for the first
time. Yeah.
Although I imagine if I came back and they had like a little palm tree on my desk, I'd hate them even more. Be like, this is nothing the real thing. This isn't what a holiday is like. I was going to say, how long do you think it's okay to stay in holiday mode? How long can you cling to it?
Only a
week. You're back on
I'd say less than a week.
You're gonna piss your colleagues off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they've enough with the holidays to it.
If it's
Friday
before the weekend and you're still talking about the holiday you had a week ago.
They're losing mates. Quick fire.
That's when your tanned, your sunburned skin is no longer cool. It's just hurting and peeling. You're like still clinging on to, oh, man. And also, nobody has really good holiday stories.
No, they're only good for them.
Yeah,
good for them.
That's why you have to go away with somebody.
Mm.
I hear Vanessa, your auntie, she used to go off on her own all the time. Mm. And then she'd come back and she's got no one to say, remember we saw that?
Remember
we saw that thing?
And you only listen to other people's holiday stories out of politeness for the first minute or two.
Categorically, I don't ever want to hear about anyone's holiday.
You know what's another thing? Dreams.
Mm. Yeah.
Don't tell me about your dreams.
I like hearing about
dreams. But not me. You might, but this is me I'm talking about. Like, oh, I hate it. People are like, oh, my God, I had a dream. I'm like, oh, yeah. And they're like, anyway, it started when this. I'm like, fuck off.
Like,
I don't
want
to hear about
your
dream. That's even worse because it didn't actually happen. It's like a holiday story that's a lie.
I had this dream. I went on this amazing holiday.
Imagine somebody coming back to the office and being like, imagine if I'd been on this holiday. So...
You could have the blues of the dream holiday. The holiday you dreamt.
Sometimes you do have dream blues.
Yeah, absolutely.
You wake up and you're like, that was awesome. The dream was.
And
dream.
You want to go back there.
I sometimes dream about food, and then that day, if I don't get that food, my life's ended. I have to like fight till I get that food.
That is true about you. I know sometimes
can you give us an example of that?
What do you mean?
One food you dream of.
Like I'll just dream about burritos, and then that day I'll be like, I have to have burritos. Yeah.
I know that because I remember once being like, hey, do you want to go get lunch? And you're like, yes, because this is the food I want. It was happening no matter what. I can now tag along for the ride. Yeah, everybody's like dream things, and everybody's holiday stories also are always like, you never get the full story. You know what I mean? Because nobody can ever, especially with dreams, nobody can ever really remember it.
I was at home. It wasn't really home. Yeah, it was this other house. But I really like that because I have read heaps of stuff about dream interpretation. So it's kind of like someone bearing their soul to me.
Mm. I guess
I had this dream and I'm like, what was it about?
Like,
and
oh my God.
At the end of the dream, I'm like, whoa, I know what's going on with you.
Hello. I've had some people tell me their dreams about people that I don't know that they interacted with in their dreams. Yeah. Like I was there with Becca and I'm like, who's Becca? Like, we were at Becca's house. I got no frame of reference for that. I'm just imagining a house. Yeah,
random person.
You know? Yeah. And holidays are kind of the same because there are only, I think this maybe is a bold claim.
Yeah.
There are a finite amount of holiday stories you can have.
See, I think I've heard holiday stories that are hilarious.
Mm,
yeah. Like when it's something that goes wrong and there's like this weirdo there, like a foreigner that's just, you know. Yeah.
I got a friend at work who always tells me fantastic holiday stories.
Yeah. Like the things you just cannot believe are true.
You're like yeah, if that happened.
I've told you that guy's holiday stories, haven't I? About the guy in the blow-up dinghy.
Tell us the story.
No, I'm not going to tell it here, but you know the one.
Yeah.
It was really shallow in the end, but
he felt like. See, I guess that's the thing. If somebody's a good storyteller and they had an out-of-this-world
experience.
That's
another key. If you can tell a story well.
Yeah. That's right. And if you have
acted it out, you know, like they're standing there and they're like, and then this guy came in and then he's waving his arms around.
So there's one colleague at work. I like to go and say, how was your holidays?
Because you know you're going to get a good story.
Because I know I'm going to get some strange story because he's got a few.
We've got a couple of friends like that. Like we've got.
Do we? Who's the other one?
The long blonde-haired friend. Mm. And whenever she comes back, we're like, yay. Because weird stuff always happens. Yeah.
And I think, do you think if somebody's like a good storyteller, even if the story's not that good, you're kind of just like entertained by the way they tell it almost?
Yeah. With this guy, we were in our cabin. Mm. And in the end, we were like, anything else? Like, what other stories have you got?
Because you just tell them so funnily.
Where did you go the year before that? So who's got a holiday story that
I'm trying to remember? I'm trying to remember from like the UK or when we did the Australia tour if I had any holiday stories.
You've got that guy with the gun.
Oh, yeah, the gangster.
That's right. That's a great holiday story.
I tell that to people because I think it's so crazy.
I can tell that story.
Tell the story.
Tell a story.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're in New York and we're at this bar and we were dancing around. We'd had a few and we met these couple of guys. And I have to remember the story. Anyway, this guy, he said,
"You'll have to do a bit of editing."
Didn't he say, weren't we, there was me and another.
You've already lost everyone.
Yeah, I've lost everyone because I can't remember.
That's a good example, though. Almost.
I'll have to bore you with the whole
story. Because it's a great story. Yeah, but if you don't quite remember it, everyone's like, it could be the most amazing story.
Well, I could go straight to the end of the story.
Yeah.
I can't build it up. The point of a story is to build it up.
Wasn't it? It was kind of like you met like this like gangster.
Yeah, well, he didn't say he was a gangster. He said he actually told me he worked for the NYPD. He said, "Do you know I work for the police?" And I said, "You know, he carries." He said he carried a knife or he carried weapons, and then he showed me, pulled up his pants, and I could see they had a gun or what looked like the shape of a gun.
Yeah,
in his sock. And he said, I can't remember, but he said
something
like... You're
going to have to edit this whole story.
Yeah, that's fine. But it's good, though, because you're getting the, like, real life.
Yeah.
Well, I hope there's still a few people there.
The gun was in his sock.
Yeah.
How small was the gun?
It was pretty small, but he had big feet.
There was somebody else there and me, and we were quite... drunk,
you were drunk,
dancing our heads off, and you came over and said we have to go, and we're like,
"Why do we have to go?" Yeah, I have to go because the guy had a gun. But anyway, What I remember that he was said that he wasn't a, like something like he wasn't afraid to use it. You know?
Yeah.
He was sort of threatening, and you know, so that's what made me get.
But
really
you know
scared.
What's so cute about that? Like any American listening to us, it's like saying. An Australian saying these people had thongs on.
Yeah, thongs on. Yeah, that's.
Like, yeah, well, you had a these, gun. These sure. people had some sneakers. Cool. You're like, wow. Yeah. Everyone in that bar probably had a gun. But it just freaked out us.
Do you, when somebody comes back from holiday, I guess in an office situation, you don't know if they're a good storyteller or not. So it's still a bit frightening and you kind of hate that person. Because they've just had an amazing
and
holiday
they,
and you haven't.
If they're a bad storyteller, it doesn't matter what experience they have.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to go,
I have a friend that will tell a story that we were in on. We were there to like someone else and we'll just be sitting here watching her make it up.
She'll
change it, alter it, exaggerate everything.
Yeah.
And we'll just be teasing her, that didn't happen, that didn't happen, that didn't happen. No, she didn't say that, she said this. And she'll just...
When I tell a story, the only thing I'll change is I'll change amount of time or amount of things.
Really?
So if something is like, it was notable that it took 2 months, I'll bump it up to 3 months.
Yeah.
Just to like top it off. Makes it a bit more interesting.
I might alter the dialogue a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
But the story is still the same.
What do you alter the dialogue
for?
If
someone got angry, you'll say they said worse.
Yeah, of course.
Because you want to heighten the story for the people. Well,
but that means you're a good storyteller.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Because I think the fact of the matter is most things that happen to people are pretty boring.
I think I've wrecked my storytelling reputation.
Yeah,
well, you didn't even tell the ending how you saw him walking down the street in a full suit.
Yeah, the next day I saw him walking down the street in a suit and he was...
Waiting for his nice wife,
to have a coffee with her or something. Like, if you turn into this, like, I thought he was this really bad gangstery guy.
Yeah.
And then he turned into just this sort of.
He was just scaring the Aussie.
I guess he was just trying to put the fear in you.
Yeah, probably.
I'm trying to think about, like, when we traveled, if we have any. Any sort of stories that have happened to us?
We did, not a story, but we used to do that fun thing where, because you would hear people's mobile phone conversation.
New York, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Just listen in.
They were like really interesting, like almost every little snatch of conversation we heard was kind of like, wow, once it was, you want to follow them.
Yeah.
But are you going back to work telling that story saying,
no,
I was in New York.
You've got to remember
what they were talking about on the
mobile
phone. Good though? If you've been to a place, come back and someone else has also been there previously. You can like, what about this? Did you see this? Did you notice this?
Ruby Franklin, Sandspans member, she sometimes goes to the UK quite often. And so she's always like recommending places for us to go and like, we're like, oh, we saw this. She's like, oh, you should see this. That's so nice to have someone that kind of knows a thing. And it's great if it's you. Like if you get someone who's not from Melbourne coming to Melbourne and they're like, what should I do? And you're like, get ready. I'll tell you all the things to do.
Yeah.
That's always such a good feeling. Yeah.
Yes.
Are there holidays that you don't, that are so, like, is there a boring holiday? You know what I mean? Like you come back and you're like, I'm just not going to tell anybody about that. But it's like a specific, still a holiday.
Yes. I think we probably had boring holidays.
I don't think so. So you can come back to work and say, how was your holiday? And they'll say, oh, I didn't do much. I just kind of hung out. And you think, that's a nice holiday. Mm. I sometimes like that.
Yeah, that's true. That's always a good one. Just like
I just went on a nice holiday that was like that.
Where'd you go?
Port Fairy.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing happened. It was just a nice
Nothing
time.
Happened.
There you go.
We barely
like
ever
that
left
an
the
answer.
House.
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
What
How was your holiday?
Nothing
happened.
We were pretty much all in bed by 12. Woke up the next morning and went and got fish and chips.
What about when you went away to that river with your friends? You went in your kayaks up and down the river. The story I always remember from that is that random kid that just wandered.
Yes.
See, that's
that
a great
funny.
Story.
Yeah.
Tell that one.
So we're up at the Murray. And it was like pretty much on the riverbank. There was a whole big line of tents, cabins, caravans and stuff because it's free camping. There's no facilities. It's like all, you know, bring your own stuff. And it was New Year's Eve and we're all just sitting around the fire. And I think it was about 1 a.m. So, you know, all the big woo has happened and stuff. And we're all just sitting around the fire. And this little 17-year-old kid walked up through all our stuff. Walks up, he's like, g'day, guys. We're like, oh, hey. He's like, yeah, I'm just sort of walking through the camp saying my hellos and stuff. We're like, oh, yeah. He's like, Happy New Year's. And we're like, oh, yeah. you too, man? He's like, yeah, I'm pretty drunk. <We're> like, all right, how old are you? He's like, 17. Yeah, I don't care. I'm drunk. We're like, oh, yeah, good on you. And then he left.
What a champion. Yeah. Just going through the tent saying hello.
Yeah, keep dropping in on everyone.
Yeah, seeing how Rob was doing.
That's great. And I think that's a good story to come back to the office to.
Because I was sitting there and I thought everyone like knew him, like, because they'd all been there for a few more days than us. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, he's probably a local. And I'm like, no, we just don't. That's the first time we've seen him. Rocked up to say hello. And he's apparently walking through all the camps.
Do you think it'd be good for a business to organise good holidays?
Well,
for their staff.
No, do they even exist? On their holidays.
Do they exist?
What, like a business holiday?
Holidays. I don't think they exist.
Well, look, I've never been on one.
No.
What do you mean?
Or organise bad holidays.
So that people come away like,
come back with the holiday blues.
You want to come back being like, thank God I'm back at work. Work, oh my God.
Work is great.
I never want to go on holiday again.
That's what you want from your staff, isn't it?
Have you ever been in a situation where you've been like, I never want to go on holiday ever again?
No.
I don't think it happens.
No, the more holidays, the better.
I feel like business holidays are a thing, like as a team building thing.
Yes, of course they are. You know, the classic one, of course, is the footy trip.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The footy trip is the footy team sponsors the holiday for the footy guys.
Yeah.
You know.
They get to go away. But it feels still work. It still feels work. It still work. Like if Zamet was like, hey, Jackson and Adam, the three of us are going to go away or something. I'd be like, this is more work, basically.
What sort of stories would you come back with?
Just a very weird scenario for Zamet to be like, just you, me, Adam, one tent in the middle of nowhere.
So would you come back with not want to do any more sand
pants? I feel like I'd come back, we'd be so angry at you one another.
Would you love the holiday so much you want to pitch a tent in the studio?
What about,
I'm just going to say, like, we're really lucky because we work at a high school and so we get heaps of holidays. Mm. And by the time the Christmas holidays comes around, which is the big one, like 6 weeks, you just think, I can't stay at this place one more day.
Yeah.
And then, but by the time you come back, you're like, oh, it'll be nice to see everyone again. And you come in and you're all a bit happy.
So your theory is you get a bit, if the holiday's too long, you get a bit sick of holidays, you want to go back to work.
No, you don't get a bit sick of it, but you just kind of forget all the stress of your job.
And yes.
Like six weeks is long. When we have 2 weeks holiday,
no good.
I'm like, I love this life.
Mm, yes.
I don't want to go back to that other life.
Yeah.
No, I know what you mean. Like, the longer you have off, the more you're like, oh, that routine was all right.
Yes, yes.
And all those weird little parts of working in a place start to seem really good for some reason.
So it's a really philosophical thing is you have to have bad to feel the good.
Absolutely.
If you just have good all the time.
Yeah, sick of it. That's why heaven doesn't sound that great.
Heaven's going to be boring.
Yeah, whatever.
Heaven will you, 1 month in heaven, you'll be pulling your hair out.
It's very funny to just be
when's something bad going to happen?
Wandering around, eating the most delicious hot dog in the world. Everything's beautiful. You're like, how long have we been here? A month. Only a month. Oh, my God.
And you're here forever now.
It's just a yawn. You just...
Imagine you're eating your, you know, it's like we're all in heaven. That's sad we all died together. It's nice we all died together, I guess. I'm bored. I try to throw, like, my sausage at Ryder. It turns into, like, a cooling mist.
I know. Imagine if someone tripped. You'd be talking about it for days.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, 2 weeks later, I remember when James tripped. Oh, classic. So what happened? He was walking.
James was walking.
You're telling all the new people.
Tripped over a fluffy cloud.
James had, you missed t-shirt. Something good last week. You should have got here earlier.
James would be like a king. James, you're the guy who tripped,
Tell the trip story, James.
Trip again, man. Trip again. Oh, no. I can't trip again. Don't want it to lose its magic, fellas. Would you be contriving? But that's the struggle of heaven, is that if you want the bad, do you get the bad because you get everything you want in heaven? You know what I mean?
How does it work? Do you get everything you want even if it messes with other people? What I wanted was for James to trip endlessly.
Every day.
Would James be able James to change that? Or would James I get like a clone of James that just trips?
Yeah, we don't know.
Tripping for your amusement. So funny for James to see. What the fuck, Ryder?
Yeah.
It's not you, James. Don't complain.
As when I was little, heaven sounded amazing.
Yes, it does.
Only because I think someone said you get to lie in the clouds. Yeah. And I was like, that would be awesome. Heaven sounds good.
It certainly sounds comfortable.
It sounds comfortable. And I like comfortable.
I mean, if I died and I ended up in like your classic clouds and angels and harps heaven, I'd be like, this is it?
This is it, yeah.
This is all I get. They're like, here's a harp and a robe.
Can you change the music? Could you change up the music?
I don't know how to play the harps. No. I don't know what it's going to sound like.
But wouldn't heaven be like the holidays? So heaven to me, like what is the funnest thing for me is like eating nice food,
yes,
watching great TV,
yeah,
hanging around. The weather's kind of warm but not hot.
Yep.
Sometimes it can be rainy at night so you snuggle in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
I think
that would be quite a nice life. If heaven's like that,
no,
I'm
no,
up
no.
For it.
No. I think
your brain needs
haunting
change.
Is the holiday.
What is?
You go to Earth to haunt for a holiday. Like, I'm going to be a ghost for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Packed my bags.
Oh, that would be such fun.
Yeah, that's
my
ghost.
Being a ghost would be such
having
fun.
A sneaky haunt.
Yeah. Especially like a family haunt.
Oh, yeah. If you're haunting anyone, you're haunting. Do you mean us haunting together?
Yeah.
That's what they call holidays in heaven. I've got 2 weeks haunt coming up.
You have to take your annual haunt.
You have to put in. Can I take a 3 weeks haunt in July?
If you do having to do overtime harp playing and robe wearing to get your extra haunt week of haunt, what would be your ideal place to haunt?
A school.
See, I reckon a public pool is really good.
No. Public pools are gross.
I'm a ghost, whatever. But just imagine doing the wet footprints. Yeah. Oh, slap, 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 slap.
Like
who
the old
that?
People's home.
No, but they'd no one would notice. They just think you were one of the old people.
Everyone would think you were their passed away, like, husband or wife.
Yeah, that's
as well.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, Gerald. Oh, Ruby.
But they're likely to believe it a lot more.
That's true. Yeah. Old people are ready for ghosts.
I think a house. Like, turn the television off when people are looking.
That's too...
Leave the fridge open.
It's cliche, though. Like, basic. You're all basic.
Would you be a nice ghost or a nasty ghost?
Nasty.
Not nasty.
No fun with being a nice ghost. What is a nice ghost even
do? What are you going to do, what's a nasty haunt?
I don't know. Pushing things off the walls. And
biting
people's necks.
But could you do things like cook the family breakfast?
Well, that's what I was thinking.
That's in like
what? So when they get up in the morning,
there's
breakfast.
The breakfast. They go, "Who cooked the breakfast? This is amazing!"
And must have been the ghost. That would be so strange because everyone in that family would suspect everyone else. Yeah. Why are you denying cooking the breakfast?
Yeah,
like it's fine.
That's like when I found those cigarettes in the car.
You were like,
I just magically
got
there.
Yeah.
I never found out whose cigarettes they were.
Seb's they were.
Yeah, Seb's. Probably
Why
Seb's.
Why do you think that, though?
I don't know.
Why would he hide them in their car?
I don't know. It's a grand mystery.
Look, they still won't know.
See? That was a bad ghost.
Leaving cigarettes in the car.
But we had a ghost. In Scotland, there was a ghost.
Yeah, that was spooky.
And that, what did
wasn't
he
a good
he
ghost
ran up
or
and down
ghost.
The stairs, yeah. opened the Harry Potter cupboard door every morning.
Yeah.
What else?
And he turned on our light. Four times. Yeah.
That's true.
And made your room cold as anything. Your room never heated up.
Yeah, it was freezing. Mm. That was the ghost.
Scotland would be full of ghosts.
Well, he had a routine. At least he had a routine. He knew what he was doing. He woke up every morning and had plans.
He's like, all right, first of all, before everyone's awake, 6 a.m.
He broke the kitchen sink too.
Yeah, he did.
No, I don't think that was the ghost. But maybe. I never thought about that.
What was that then?
Just it was like really cold water on a really hot sink, right? Yes,
but that's what a sink's for.
Yeah, you would think so.
I know, it was weird.
Yeah. It was a bad sink.
I think it was a faulty sink.
Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe it was the ghost. I never thought about it.
That was very random in his routine then.
Yeah, he's that's normally right.
Maybe he didn't even mean to do it.
He got
maybe
bored.
He like just leant on it funny.
Yeah.
Man, if I was a ghost, like those are such basic ghost moves. Oh, you've fucking opened a door or running up
They're
and down.
They're a bit cliche. We've seen them all.
What can you do if you're a ghost? Can I cut someone's hair in their bed?
Oh, God.
I don't think so.
That's pretty... different idea.
Wasn't there a movie that you need to, like, work on your ghost skills?
Is that Ghost?
Was it...
No. With Patrick Swayze?
Yes.
You need to work on your ghost skills.
He has to, like, focus to do...
He's got to do some ghost training.
Yeah. Right. So if you can
Whoopi
push
Goldberg
something up the mantelpiece,
yeah.
can you pick up some scissors?
Well, that's no fun. You have to go to school.
No, because pushing's... a lot easier than picking up.
You got to be pretty dexterous to cut with scissors.
Mm. That's true.
You can cut a chunk.
And you have no body.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're doing it.
Can you write as a ghost?
Possibly. You can possess someone, get them to write. That's a classic.
Yes.
See, I don't think ghosts can possess. I think demons can possess. Ghosts can do not much.
Ghosts are
Where the demons obviously are coming from hell for their holidays, for a bit of demonizing.
What are they doing?
We're good ghosts coming from heaven to do a bit of haunting.
Yeah.
That's the way it's working.
So what do they do?
Demons go and possess kids and
make them spin
kill
around
your dog. Up.
Fuck, every supernatural creature is such a boring move on Earth. Like, oh, I'm a demon. I'm going to possess a little kid, make him vomit and cuss. Oh, no, the little kid said, fuck, God, what an evil devil I am.
It's a bit cliche now. So what are some things that they could do that are not cliche?
Well, imagine I'm haunting a public pool and I just swim. That's spooky, seeing the wake of someone moving, but no person in there.
Yeah.
That would be great.
But imagine how many, targets you'd get if you're at a high school.
Yeah, that's true. But what do? You slam a locker shut.
No, you pick up a bag and flung it down the corridor while everyone's
not looking
there.
And everyone turns around.
They'd all just think it was some kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything you did would be blamed on a kid.
Blamed on
what you could do. Imagine how many kids you could get detention.
That's
good, right?
And all the naughty boys who think they get blamed for everything. You know, he's could blame for everything.
The teacher would be like, yes, you do, but in this case.
It was the ghost. I said, what ghost? It was you.
I like
haunt the teachers and make the teachers do weird things. Write rude words on the
blackboard. Yeah, that's right. Haunt the teachers. Possess the teachers.
This is writing my name on the board, Mr. Fuck. Students, that's not my name.
We watch this cute? This is kind of a bit off the subject, but we watched this cute show about this girl who had Tourette's.
Yeah,
and she was on the station, and she said, "There's a bomb." "There's not a bomb." "There's a bomb." "There's a bomb."
Oh, so he had to correct her.
"There's not a bomb."
It's like two people trying to get out.
That's great. That's like the teacher writing, "My name is Mr. Fuck." "Not Mr. Fuck." "Mr. Jones, it's a ghost. I'm sorry." Do you think you'd get annoyed that you were never getting the credit for your haunting?
Nah.
You're not going to eventually graffiti, "No, the ghost did it."
You don't want
the
credit. Yeah, then everyone's like, "It's a ghost." And you're
how come angels come to Earth and do naughty stuff and devils come to Earth and do naughty stuff? Why don't they do good stuff?
Well, I think devils, they're both, because no one really wants to do good stuff.
I know. What's the fun of good stuff?
Yeah, it's boring.
No, it's
boring.
Nice.
No, it's
not.
No, because if you do good stuff, you want the credit. If you do bad stuff, you don't.
Yeah, that's it.
If you, saved human starvation as a ghost.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, "It happened." You're like, "But it was me."
I was kind of the one.
And
who...
if you haunted a family and you kept doing good stuff for them, you would want payback after a while. You'd get sick of making the breakfast.
But you kind of see, like with ghosts, like with hauntings, it's always like, the ghost just knocked on doors and like walked around, but then eventually he started talking to us.
Yeah, that's right. He's had enough of knocking on a door.
You're like, "No, actually, I'm a ghost. It's a ghost doing it. Hey, how you doing?
I'm here."
That's like the ghost of Mrs. Muir.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yes. Know? Well, that was a nice story. He was a nice ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, it was an old nice TV ghost. Show about this woman and a single woman and her kid who moved into an old lighthouse house.
Yeah.
And it was haunted by the old lighthouse guy who fell in love with her.
Of course.
There was a ghost in the Round the Twist lighthouse too, the old man in the
I think
toilet.
If you've got a lighthouse, you got a ghost.
You got a ghost.
You can't have one without the other, really.
Yes.
Why, though? What, do people drop dead people in the lighthouse on their own?
Because they're old, I think.
Yeah.
All lighthouses it's are like 200 years old.
Just statistics yeah, I know, but at a certain point.
Does that mean every house is haunted? Like, why are people dying all the time in lighthouses?
I think in a lighthouse you're just generally lonely anyway.
Yeah,
so
it's
you're
lonely
like,
time. And,
well,
yeah,
bad
they're old.
Because people probably die and then no one finds them for ages.
Absolutely.
They go, why isn't the lighthouse going on?
And plus, if you're a lighthouse keeper in a lighthouse, you always have the job of doing the lighthouse. So might if you die, risky. You've always got unfinished business, which is making the lighthouse go.
Mm.
Does that mean, like, just say you're a lighthouse man and you die, how many ships have to smash onto the... Sure. Like you.
What do you mean? Before they know you're dead.
Like when you finally realise the lighthouse man's gone, you go there. You haven't heard from him for ages. Like ships smashed up on all the rocks.
People use lighthouse
guys not doing his job.
No, I think they're every single lighthouse in the world is just for decoration.
Yeah, or automated.
It is now. Yes. Yeah. But what would you think in the first few ships that crashed? Just he's a lazy bugger. That lighthouse guy.
Fucking hell, man! What are you doing?
What are you doing over there on the cliff?
Look, ghosts aside, I think we've decided that coming back from a holiday is a complicated experience. It's hard yak.
I think that it needs to be actually recognised and you need a bit of...
Like Mum said, it's basically relief. Like you're sick and you need to be treated as
this
such.
This should be kind of a special leave or something where you can come part-time.
Come back from your holiday and then get holiday leave. Because you've just had a holiday and you don't want to go back to work.
You need to assimilate what work is.
Exactly.
You need to wean.
Yeah. Right.
What about you have a guy in your office that you can just, or lady, that you can just tell all your holiday stories to, get it out of the way, you know?
Yep.
They're sitting there.
There was a really beautiful, I don't know, band that played on the beach or saw an amazing hill.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, my God. Wow. Time to get back to work.
Or you send an email to everyone covering everything and they'd be like, if you want, read it. If you don't, it's okay.
Yeah,
and like, I know that everyone's had the chance.
If you want to know a bit more, I'm always here to fill in the gaps.
Or you could be a boss that lets them do it as stand-up and the rest of the... office has got to sit there
like
and listen to this.
Like a seminar. All right, Jonesy's back from his holiday. We're not going to stretch this out over the week. We're going to get it all done in an hour. All right, Jonesy.
Jonesy
gone.
In Hawaii. There you go. Here's the mic.
And on that note, I've been Jackson.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
She got us.
No, she didn't. I was first. Listen to it back. I got in first.
Did you? Well, you knew it was
and
coming.
And who are you?
I'm Dad.
And you, who hasn't said anything yet?
Bad.
I've been Mum.
Oh, well, there we go.
Ages ago.
Right. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sanspants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsplus.com and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.